Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of Buckley's Chants, written by Gary Lennell and read by Gary Lennell. What is history after all? History is facts that become lies in the end. Legends are lies which become history in the end. Jean Cocteau. Ford. Tracing the footsteps of William Buckley is not easy, and not just because his strides were so long. Few historical figures in this country are shrouded in as much myth and speculation. His illiteracy undoubtedly contributed to this, but it is the nature of his life that has left him stranded in a shadow world. To some, his 32 years living with Australia's Aboriginals, and ultimately becoming one of them, is a bizarre footnote in the early colonisation of Australia. Others have embraced him as the early embodiment of reconciliation. Part of the problem is that so many people insist on peering into history through a modern lens, applying the standards of the present to the past. Because of this, Buckley's legacy leaves many feeling uncomfortable, in the same way the man's imposing physical presence made those around him feel uneasy. He made some awkward observations about the black and white worlds in which he lived. Both societies could be cruel and inhumane. He lived in a time when Indigenous people were labelled savages, and their presence seen as an impediment to so-called progress. He also lived in a period when orphaned white children were treated as slaves, and where unspeakable atrocities were carried out on the poor and defenceless. Buckley was consigned to a no-man's land between these two vastly different cultures. Was he a traitor to the Aboriginal people? Or did he betray white people? So much about the man is in dispute. Even etymologists, that diligent band who study the history of words, do not unanimously agree on the true origin of the phrases Buckley's chance and you've got two chances, Buckley's and none. Some have suggested it may be a play on Buckley and None, a Melbourne department store first established in the early 1850s. But the weight of opinion now leans heavily toward the man as its source. By the early 1870s, there was a racehorse called Buckley's Chance, and the phrase itself was being used in print by the 1880s to indicate long odds.